This is Ozarks at Large. As many of you are passing time at home during the pandemic, you might also be picking up a new hobby or skill. We've noticed one of the more popular choices is making bread. So we thought we'd talk to someone who does it for a living. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek spoke with Annie Clapper, owner and head baker at Family Crumb in Bentonville, about baking bread. We'll hear that conversation. Then we'll go into Zuzanna's kitchen to hear Zuzanna make bread for the first time.
Tell us a little bit about the Family Crumb and I guess what it was like before the pandemic and how you're running your business nowadays.
We're in a new world now. So we started as a cottage bakery making artisanal high hydration sourdough bread. And then also some smaller treats like cookies and pretzels and muffins. Everything we make is incidentally vegan, but it does not taste sad. So a lot of people who love butter and eggs and even meat buy our stuff and then realize later that it's vegan. It's just kind of an aside. But we started as a cottage bakery, which means we were baking out of our house. And then about a year ago, we moved into a commercial space and we're doing pop-up shops and wholesale, building up to an eventual storefront. But with coronavirus hitting us all, we decided to move it back into our house to keep things safer. And now we're just doing contactless pickup from our front porch. And then we're also doing the Bentonville Farmers Market. And, you know, we'll see how everything pans out. Everything is changing day to day, but maybe we will build back up to a storefront. But for now, this is working out just fine.
What do you love about bread that made you decide to turn it into a career?
I mean, I love bread. I actually was not a big bread person for most of my life. I was just kind of uninterested in it. I thought it was bland and dry. And then I watched, I don't know if you've seen Michael Pollan's Cooked series on, I think it's on Netflix. But there's one episode on air, and it's an hour long, and I didn't know that sourdough was actually a way of making bread. I thought it was just a flavor. So when I watched that episode, that sort of sparked my interest, and then I drove down to Fayetteville and got a loaf basically immediately from the Dirty Apron, took it home, and fell in love. And then from there, it was just I didn't want to drive 40 minutes for great bread. I wanted to have it a little more accessible, started making it, and totally fell in love with the process. And that was a little over 2 years ago.
So what is it about the process that you really love?
So I make other stuff, too. I make cookies and muffins and all kinds of stuff. But in my heart, I love to make bread. So I love it because it's never the same twice, especially with sourdough. There are so many factors. So it is science, but then it's definitely art also. You really have to dance with it. It's like a living thing. And I just love the whole experience. I love the feeling of the flour. I mix by hand still. I don't have a mixer now. We're back in our house, so I am the mixer. And I love the way the dough feels. I love the way it smells. I love the way the process moves along and the way the dough changes as you ferment it, as you proof it through the process. I love scoring the bread, which is where you sort of indicate where the bread will open up. I really just love the whole thing. And I would probably just do it for the smell of it because the smell when it's baking is just unreal.
What's it been like watching so many other people take up baking bread? Because a lot of people are doing it while they're passing time in their homes. And a lot of people are doing it for the first time.
So it's been really cool to see people exploring that. I think making your own bread is so great. And I always encourage friends to do that. And it's so rewarding. I mean, if you haven't baked a loaf in your home, I'm really excited for you to try this. And then the process of having it, it's just so rewarding having it baked, see how it turns out. And then eating that bread when it's still kind of warm from the oven is a really special experience.
Most breads are made up of very few simple ingredients. But for me, there's kind of an intimidation factor. Did you find that to be true in the beginning?
So it took me a long time to kind of get up the guts to make my sourdough starter. The first time I did it, I killed mine. And then I was also like 6 months pregnant. So it was a futile try anyway. I was just like, I have enough going on. I have enough living beings that I'm caring for right now. But the second time I was pretty persistent about it. But yeah, I think It is intimidating, but it's one of those things where it's more resilient than we think it is, first of all. And second of all, if you just do it, there's nothing like warm bread. Like, even if you've messed it up, even if it doesn't look like the bread that you see on Instagram or in a bakery, it's still fresh bread, which is great. It's still probably going to taste awesome. And unless you've forgotten, you know, something really key, like maybe you forgot to put salt in, it's still going to taste good. And even if you forgot to put salt in, slice it up, fry it in some oil, cover it in kosher salt, and you have really great croutons. Like, it's very easy to salvage whatever you've made.
So if you've never baked bread, you might not want to jump straight into sourdough. So where is a good place to start if you'd like to give it a try?
So the beginner-y recipes, I have some recommendations on where you could start. First of all, there are quite a few no-need bread recipes on the internet. So there's a New York Times one I know that's highly recommended. And then if you have membership to America's Test Kitchen, they are fantastic as far as pretty foolproof recipes. And they have some no-need recipes on there. And then there are quite a few great books for beginners. And the one that I would recommend probably the most is one, it's Bread Baking for Beginners by Bonnie O'Hara. She's fantastic. She writes things simply. She talks you through a ton of, like, yeasted, simpler bread. And if you bake your way through the book, by the end, you come with a sourdough. But it starts with more accessible things. I was thinking of materials, too, because I think sometimes people think when they're starting a new craft, making something new, they might need a lot of new things. Bread baking, you probably have everything you need already. If you have a couple of bowls, if you have a pair of scissors and a Dutch oven, that is, and you know, the ingredients, obviously, but you can score bread by cutting it with scissors. You don't need a razor blade or a lamb or, you know, something fancy. You can just cut it with scissors. And the Dutch oven helps with steam. Like, those are the essential things. You probably have those in your house already.
So this weekend, I thought I'd try baking my first ever loaf of bread using the no-need recipe that Annie suggested during our interview. I found the one from the New York Times, but there are others out there. The New York Times one seems to be the most popular. You only need 4 really basic ingredients: all-purpose flour, salt, water, and instant yeast. So, let's see here. I need 3 cups of the flour. Have my bowl. That's 1. 2. And 3. Then you need 1/4 teaspoon of the instant yeast. I had to go out and buy some. I got lucky in that I found a jar of the instant yeast. Quarter teaspoon of the instant yeast goes in the flour. And then you need 1 1/4 teaspoons of salt. Salt going in with the other dry ingredients. And then lastly, you need 1.5 cups of water. So the best part of this recipe is you don't need to knead it. You just mix all the ingredients in the bowl and then use your hand to mix them all, to blend them all together real fast. It says here that the dough will be shaggy and sticky, so I think I've achieved that. Now we're just going to cover the bowl with plastic wrap and let the dough sit for at least 12 hours, but probably more like 18 at room temperature. I'm going to let this dough sit. We're going to talk to Annie some more about bread, and we'll come back to it in about 18 hours.
I think the thing that strikes me the most about bread is how universal it is.
Yes, and it gives me warm fuzzies just to hear you say that, because it's why I love it so much. When I started baking bread, like professionally, it became this beautiful thing that I got to share with my community, and I love my community. And it's just wonderful when it's wonderful to be able to give that as a gift. So if you're just thinking about picking this up now because you want fresh bread, that's awesome. But as we all start to be able to be around each other more, it's going to be this great thing that you can give to the people you care about or to people who you know are having a hard time. It's really special to give someone a fresh loaf of bread.
And not only can you give it out to people after this is all over, you can give it out to people now.
I am doing that. I do that whenever I have an extra. I like to give it to someone in my community who I know either is a healthcare professional or maybe has just lost their position somewhere, because this is hard for everybody what we're dealing with, and fresh bread usually makes things feel a little better.
It's such a great gesture. I actually have a friend who made a sourdough starter, and she offered to share it with people and would leave it on her doorstep for people to pick up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's so great. That makes me so happy. Because part of the sourdough intimidation can come just from the starter. That can feel like a huge ask to be like, okay, you're going to start this. And then 14 days from now, you're going to bake a loaf of bread. It's a lot. So if you have somebody who's willing to give you some starter, that's a great place to start. Pun intended.
Okay, so it's about 18 hours later. It's Easter morning. If you celebrate Easter, happy Easter. And the recipe says the dough is ready when its surface is dotted with bubbles. So far, so good. That's what my dough looks like. Next, I'm going to sprinkle flour on my counter. Going to take the dough out of the bowl. It's really sticky. Sprinkle a little bit more flour on the dough, and then I'm going to fold it over on itself once or twice. I'm going to go for twice. And then the plastic wrap you use to cover the bowl, you're going to cover the dough with that for about 15 minutes. Okay, so that was 15 minutes from the time I covered the dough with the plastic wrap. Now I'm going to shape the dough into a ball and then coat a cotton towel with flour and then put the dough seam side down on the towel. So I'm going to coat the towel first. Now I'm going to put some flour on my hands and shape the dough into a ball. Or try to, at least. It's still pretty sticky. I'm going to put it seam side down on the towel. Then the recipe calls for more flour on top of the dough. And then we cover the dough with another cotton towel and let it sit for 2 more hours.
So about half an hour before the dough is ready to be put in the oven, you're going to heat your oven to 450 degrees. And then you're going to put a covered pot. In this case, I'm going to use a cast iron Dutch oven that I borrowed from my mom. And you're going to stick it in the oven and let it heat up for that half an hour as the oven heats up. And now we wait.
Okay, now it's time to put the bread in the oven. So I'm going to take out the pot carefully, obviously, because it's very, very hot. Okay. Now I'm going to take the dough. I'm gonna pick it up from the bottom and I'm going to flip it inside the pot. Mine kind of got stuck to my towel, so I may not have put enough flour on it. The directions say it'll be pretty messy, so it does say to just jiggle it around, even it out, and it should even out while it bakes. I'm gonna put the lid on top of it, back on top, and then stick it back in the oven for half an hour. Okay, so we are at the last step of the bread baking. I am going to remove the lid off the pot, and then it's going to bake for another 15 to 30 minutes until the bread is nice and brown on top. Okay, let's see if we have bread. You guys, I think we have bread. I'm going to tip it out of the pot. And let it cool. By the way, that's the sound of the bread crackling. It's definitely not the prettiest loaf of bread I've ever seen, but hopefully it tastes pretty decent. Okay, now that the bread has cooled, it's time for the moment of truth. We're going to cut into it and try a piece with a little bit of butter. Smells pretty good. Okay, first bite. So I know I'm the one who baked it, but it's pretty good, which means that if I can do it, you can do it. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
Between making her first loaf of bread, Zuzana spoke with Annie Clapper, the owner and head baker at the Family Crumb in Bentonville. We have a link to the New York Times No Need Bread recipe in this story at OzarksAtLarge.com.